Hello, all you guys from the community on Twitter. Today is July 17th, 2015, and today I'm going to review an accessible Spectrum emulator. Well, before I start, some introduction points. What is a Spectrum? The Spectrum was a machine really popular like 30 years ago. And for these kind of machines, a lot of games were made. Some of them were text adventures. And the bad news is that for us blind people, those text adventures were not accessible. Why? Because the Spectrum printed out its output to the screen, and most emulators do it as well, without, I mean, they painted out graphically, right? And the Spectrum didn't have any screen reader. The good news is that a really nice guy called Cesar Hernandez has made his emulator compatible with text-to-speech. How? Well, he has developed some routines to detect the characters printed to the screen. So, this emulator is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux, and Raspberry Pi, if anybody has these kind of things. And it's called Zezerax. It's available from sourceforge.net/projects/Zezerax, that's spelled Zesarux. So, I'm gonna play a bit of Dracula, the First Night, which was a game developed in 1986. So, I'm gonna run it. You have to run it using the command prompt, so it's like, I'm not going to insert the tape at the moment. I'm going to just specify the text speech program. Oops. So simply, run Zezerax specifying the option --- text speech program altogether, and the path to a bash script or a shell script in the case of a Mac or Linux, and then --- text speech menu to make the menu accessible. Before starting another note, however, this emulator comes with a lot of audio and driver and video driver support. So, one of the video drivers is STD Out, and this driver allows you to play games using the command prompt. This is not supported in Windows, but it is supported in Linux. And I believe in Mac too. So if you specify --- VO space STDOUT, you're gonna be presented with the regular prompt if you enable the printer traps and the charge detection and so on. We're gonna talk about it later. If you enable those, we're gonna be presented with a console window and nothing else. So in that interface you can type menu and a numbered menu will open. But in other video drivers, such as, I believe the default in Windows is SDL, and in all other video drivers you should press F5 to open the menu, and then the regular menu will open, and I believe this navigation is a bit slower, but, well, you'll see it later. So, this is an updated version. as you will see now, because the stable version, the 3.0 version, is also available for Windows, but in Windows it doesn't work with speech, so it's not usable by us. In Linux and Mac it is. So anyway, let's press enter. Blah blah blah. Well, here's the emulator. And let's press F5 to open the menu.
Window. ZSRX V.31SN. Smart load.
And let's
S. Machine selection.
Whoops.
M.
Arrow.
Smart load. S. Machine selection. M. Snapshot options. N. Tape settings. T.
You would usually
Window.
Use...
Tooltip.
Ouch.
Select tape and options.
Okay. You would usually use smart load, but this right now, this tape in particular doesn't work with text-to-speech if you load it like that, so we're gonna use tape settings instead. We're gonna load it as real tape, and it will take some longer, because it has to load the tape as Spectrum Machine will do, so it takes like 4 minutes or so. But before that,
active item, tape settings, T, hardware settings, H, audio settings, A, display settings, D,
let's configure
debugging,
some
E,
options,
GUI settings, G,
here,
window, GUI settings, full screen, off,
okay,
F, border enabled, on, B, full screen, off, F,
okay. The operation of the new
full screen off. F.
Oh my god. Simply it is
full screen off. F.
Navigated using the arrow keys. And
full screen off. F.
F.
S back.
Can you shut up? And when you enter the menu, it reads everything. And when you
S back
arrow around, it's got a bit of delay.
Esc back.
You'll get used to it.
Change video driver. Inverse video off. Blue display off. Green display off.
Okay, this
red display off
for us.
Text to speech. T. Print chart wraps. P.
This is
window. Print chart wraps. Trap print off. T. Enable second trap detection. No. D. Window. Tooltip. Enable char detection
this.
Method. To
and
get second trap address.
Oh, sure.
Active item. Enable second trap detection.
You see
no.
The
D.
Command line, but I forgot it. Anyway.
Trap print off.
Let's
D.
Just turn this on.
Window. Print char traps. Second trap address. 0. S. Trap print on. D.
Like
second trap address.
And
0. S. Second trap sum 32. No. U. Third trap address. 0. H. Line width. 32. W. Line width weight space. Off. A. Line width. 32.
Let's
W.
Change this because otherwise.
Window. Line width. 0 equals no limit.
eSpeak. Or any program you use for text speech. Stops too often. So let's change this to 99.
9. 9. Active item. Line width.
Good.
99. W. Line width weight space off. A. Char filter. None. F. Enable second trap detection. No. D. S back. Enable second trap detection. No. D. Window. Print char traps. Detect routine. None. R. Window. Print char traps. Enable second trap detection. Yes. D. Detect routine. Auto and all. R.
Well, let's close the menus. Explain you something well. This will work with most games. I mean, if you select a text-to-speech program and the menu to be accessible, and under GUI settings you choose print chart traps and you enable the trap detection, and second and third automatic detection, this will work with most games. Alright? So basically what we've done is we've enabled a trap print to enable the standard detection method, which uses a ROM called RST10H, which is used by some games, and we've enabled also automatic child detection to for other games which are not using this call to be able to for us to play them. All right, good. So if you said you may have noticed that I haven't set the line width to 0. This is because then I would have also to select the a time mode setting for the text to speech, because otherwise if you don't, nothing will be spoken. Alright, so basically line width to a large number such as 0. If you use 0, then you're gonna go to GUI settings, text to speech, and something called timeout, which avoids the text to speech to become silent when a new length character is not received. It waits as the specified number of seconds, and this is all. So now we're gonna load this tape now.
Window ZSRXV.31SN. Multitasking menu on
F.
U. Multitasking menu on U. GUI settings G. Debugging E. Display settings B. Audio settings A. Hardware settings H. Tape settings T.
Whoops.
Snapshot options N.
Here.
Tape settings T. Window tape settings input I. Input tape inserted no. Output O. Output tape inserted no. Any flag loading off N. Simulate real load off S. Fast simulate real load off. Input real tape.
Okay.
File F.
So let's open
window.
This.
Select input tape. Docs directory. Dot directory.
I'm gonna go back.
Filter SMP RAW TZXP. 6 layer 4.0 alpha 1 FR directory. Dot directory.
Okay, yes, as you may have seen, the speech is not interruptible. And well, here I am in the directory listing, so I'm going to just go back.
Filter SMP RAW TZXP. Ares directory. Adventurous directory. Filter SMP RAW TZXP. Diana directory. Diana V925.zip. Diana.zip. Don Quixote directory. Don Quixote.zip. Dracula.tzx directory.
Oh.
Dracula La Prime Renoch directory. Dracula.tzx directory. Filter SMP RAW TZXP. Dot directory. Dracula Part 1, the file. Dracula Part 2, the R. Dracula Part 3, the Who.
Oh great.
Active item. Dot directory.
Tell you the menu option in its entirety. Well, basically, now I'm gonna load the tape, but before lower the volume of this, because it is gonna be really loud, the loading sound, right?
Dracula Part 1, the first night, dot tzx.
Let's press enter on this. And I remind you again, you should go to, well, you can activate this through the command line too. So you should set the line width to a big number, because otherwise the text-to-speech will stop several times in a single line. This is not comfortable for me, maybe for you it is, but well. Then you should enable the characterization and the automatic characterization, and everything will go just fine. So let's load this. Let's press enter.
Active item file. The first night.tzx. F.
Let's just go back, and this is the beautiful.
1982 Sinclair Research Limited. Load, load, load.
This is the program. Dracula sound of the spectrum. So let's just, you know, wait. Really? How could they stand all this noise while that tape was loading? Come on. You know what this reminds me of? Some kind of the, you know, the old modems which connected to the telephone line. Come on. Oh, I forgot. Another useful command is pressing F4 in some screens of the game to perform an OCR, because sometimes the text may not be sent to the text-to-speech filter. If this fails, you should load the downloaded file as a real tape, as I'm doing right now. Okay, so let's wait till it's loading. My God. Yes. This is the final part, and now it's gonna start. The text-to-speech is gonna start speaking. I hope. Come on. My God. This is taking so long. And again. Thank you.
Here at last. The coach halts outside the Golden Crown Hotel. It has been a scenic journey, if not. King Els! Exclamation halfway across Europe through some of the most beautiful countryside I have ever seen. Not, but it is a wild untamed landscape that seems only grudgingly to tolerate the coach tracks. Why? Ending through it like arteries hurrying weary fares to their destinations, maybe even their destiny. Wise dot dot strange that I think that, but as I leave the coach the sinister fear of something unknown s. teals over me, bar exclamation I am acting like a child. I must pull myself together. Here in the carpet. High on mountains I am a day's journey from my client's abode dot, but first some rest exclamation east lies the age. Total.
I think I forgot to turn on one setting. Sorry for this,
Window, ZSRX V.31SN. Red display, off. Green display, off.
Where are
red
you?
Display, off.
Oh yeah.
Text to speech, T. Print chart wraps.
Here.
P. Window, print chart wraps. Enable second trap detection, yes. D. Char filter, none. F. Line width weight space, off. A. Window, print chart wraps.
I know where you're going. Basically, I've done. I've activated a setting which waits for a space before entering line. And, this prevents some words to be stripped out, like in this example. So let's just raise the volume of this and go to the.
I await your command.
Oops. Now, go to the east.
E. The coachman, a rough-looking fellow, stands before me. Not he has spent most of the journey complaining about his hard life, bemoaning his poor upbringing, and cursing those who had better fortune. Dot I detect that he could be a villain and a drunkard. The coachman blocks my path. Tell me what to do.
Okay, let's just pay him. Pay coachman.
PAYCOACHMN. Rudely taking the money that I offered, he strides off toward a small tavern at the end of the village. As I suspected, the man likes his liquor. I'm ready for your instructions.
Okay, so now let's go to the east. So as you can see, it reads everything, and I repeat, this is not actual text printed. Well, it's printed, but this is not actual text. This is text printed in graphical characters, and then recognized by a clever method of finding the text in the tape itself. So, just works.
E. I am in the foyer of the hotel. It is a most intriguing place, adorned with the trim and trappings of mountain life. Deerskins hang on the walls in a rather random fashion, mixed with the crafted leather harness and sleigh bells, adding a degree of rustic charm to the scene. An ornate carved pine staircase leads up to the bedrooms above. Through a most picturesque archway to the east lies a dining room, while south leads to the reception desk. Not westward through a heavily timbered door lies Ferrod. Flickering oil lamps cast shimmering pools of yellow light around the room, creating dark mysterious.
Let's press a key because it fills all the screen.
Corners where evil could hide, and quiet Elmore. Why fester unseen until dot dot I must rest my mind is overtired. Tell me what to do.
The more in half was just the prompt, but it got I don't know why it got mixed with the text, but anyway, let's go south.
S. I am at the reception desk. Behind this is a small set of pigeon holes for holding any mail. For guests beneath this is a row of timber pegs with keys to the guest rooms. Not unlike European hotels, the desk runs from wall to wall with no access from the front. Instead, there is a rear entrance, obviously, for the use of the owners of the establishment. I'm ready for your instructions.
As you can see, it mispronounces some words, but, you know, it's completely understandable. Let's examine desk.
EXAMINEDDESK. The reception desk, like everything else, is crudely fashioned, but solid. Dot on it a well-worn register, adjacent to a small bell. I'm ready for your instructions.
Let's examine the register.
XREGISTRE.
Whoops.
I cannot do that. I'm ready for your instructions.
X. No, it won't understand X. Examine
register. XEXAMINEREGISTER. I see nothing special. Tell me what to do.
My god. Read register.
READREGISTER. None of the names look familiar. Give me your command.
Okay, let's ring the bell.
RINGBELL. The bell rings a polite summoning call. The innkeeper shuffles through the door behind the desk. He is poorly dressed, but clean and tidy. His attitude strikes me immediately as humble, no exclamation dot. His head is bowed, but when I catch sight of his eyes I see, fear exclamation. He speaks to me. In a broken, almost apologetic English, you wish to stay with us, yes? I reply that I do. Sorry. I not speak English well, please to keep simple dot. I quickly grasp Seaman's level of understanding. Why yes, I say perhaps a little loudly dot. He turns and takes a key from a peg. More, he seems to be waiting for me to do something. The innkeeper is standing behind the desk holding a room key. I'm ready for your instructions.
Okay, so let's just sign in register.
SIGNINREGISTER. I sign my name with a well-used quill. He gives me the key dot, barely looking up. Your room is at the top of the stairs dot. Please, we hope you to be comfortable dot. The dining room I think is still serving if you require thank you dot. I thank him and he shuffles away. There is a pathos about him which touches me deeply for some odd reason. I'm ready for your instructions.
So let's just, in case, read the registry. The register, this may be useful in the future. And yeah, this is a spoiler. Read register.
READRESGISTER.
My god.
I do not recognize any names, only my own of course, John Harker. Tell me what to do.
Sorry for the spoiler, but I want you to finish the game and not get stuck in the really ending. So this is all. The review. As you can see, it reads kind of everything in an acceptable level. It uses an text-to-speech voice. It has got in Linux, it uses it can use Festival. In Mac, it can use the say command. In Windows, it uses Palapolka, eSpeak, and another program called Jample TTS, which you can install separately, of course, the three of them. And, well, anything else? Yep, you can also create your scripts, because they are just shell scripts in the case of Mac and Linux, and batch scripts in the case of Windows, and it's really kind of straightforward. You have to only copy the file and change the program path without changing anything else, because in Windows it relies on temporary files to speak the text. So let's go back. Hope you understood everything. If you have any questions, please ask in the audiogames.net forum or in Twitter. Thank you. So let's just go out of here.
Window. ZSRXV.31SN.
Where's the
debugging? E. Oh. Display settings. D.
I forgot to mention that this can.
Window. Tooltip. Display settings.
Yeah, fine. This, the menu lands on the last option visit, on the last visit option, so let's try
active
to
item, display settings, D,
press home in
window,
here?
Display settings,
no you can't,
load screen, L,
oh.
Pixel threshold, 4,
oh great, you're press
window. ZSRXV.31SN.
Enter.
Tape settings.
T. Where's the
machine
button?
Selection. M. Smart load. S.
By the way, those are hotkeys. Those things you hear after the
window. Tooltip. Active item. Smart load. S. F10 exit emulator.
Let's press exit.
Window. Exit ZSRUX. Yes.
Yes. So this is it. Hope you understood everything. If something is not clear, please ask me on Twitter or on the OriGames.net forum, and I repeat the address sf.net/p/ZESARUX. So thank you for listening.